How about Lindy Waters the third? How about Buddy Buckets in the fourth quarter? How about the Warriors rallying from a 20-point deficit? You heard it right there from the voice of the Golden State Warriors, Tim Roy, right there, right here on 95.7 The Game. Warriors are down 34-14 early in the second quarter. Chase Center sounded like a mortuary. It was a funeral. It was like, damn, they have no offense. Where are they going to generate offense from? And Lindy Waters III comes in and starts lighting up. And next thing you know, the Warriors outscored the Pelicans 73-48 in the second and third quarter. They win all the hustle stats. We'll get into it all here. But a nice victory for the Golden State Warriors without Stephen Curry, without Andrew Wiggins, and without D'Anthony Melton. And we'll get to the starter stuff. We'll get into everything with Kuminga. We'll get to the World Series and how some of these fans just need to chill. And I wish Mookie Betts would have just, you know, slapped somebody with his glove because that was out of pocket. Come on, Yankee fans, do better. Do better than that. But anyway, good morning to everybody out there getting off the graveyard shift. What a win for the Warriors. And it is a Warriors Wednesday brought to you by Freeman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Freeman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. This is a hell of a store. We'll talk to Anthony Slater about the win. We'll talk to Anthony Slater about the game today against the St. Pelly Pals. But a nice comeback victory over the Pelicans. I got so many numbers that I don't want to get into. So many plays I want to get into, Shasky. That would have me alive, man.
So many thoughts from yesterday's game. You know, I put the little guy down. And I come into the first quarter. I'm watching the game. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is like a rock fight for the Warriors offensively. Ooh. They could do nothing. And then at the end of that quarter, they had multiple possessions that were just hollow. And you look up and they got 14 points. And I'm like, this is probably going to be a rough night. And for them to flip the switch the way that they did, and there was a variety of characters. You referenced Lindy Waters. I mean, this guy was... he was a revelation yesterday. Is he a starter? I don't know. He's definitely in the rotation. Like, this is a guy that needs to come in. Joey, let me know when you have the song. I kept thinking, as this guy is ripping confident threes left and right, going off the dribble, you know, hustling for loose balls, scrapping for rebounds. I'm saying, is this guy the smoke on the water that the Warriors Splash Bros definitely needed? Man, Steph Curry. Well, now we have smoke on the water.
Who am I working with? Pauly Mac? No, I'm kidding. Shut up, Pauly Mac.
It is a classic song.
It is a very good song. I don't know if Lindy Waters is bumping this in this. I don't know if he's bumping this.
Well,
I would love to know what
Snoop
type of music.
Dog. You want it? I got it. Dripping like water.
Maybe. But the Warriors, the last time the Warriors won after trailing by at least 20 points was on March. Was it March? Yeah, March 28th. 2023 when they overcame a 20-point deficit against the New Orleans Pelicans. And I remember that game. That was when Draymond Green got into it with Herb Jones, Brandon Ingram, Kuminga had a solid game, and everybody credited Draymond Green with helping rally them back in that game. So look, the Warriors, man, against the Pelicans, who took it to the Doves last year at Chase Center, blew them out. They're a bit different. No Jonas Valanciunas. Obviously, DeJounte Murray's out 4 to 6 weeks. Trey Murphy third. You saw him there on the sideline with a hamstring injury. They were rolling with Brandon Ingram and Zion Williamson. And then, I don't know if Willie Green got them into a set. I don't know what they were doing. But you get the credit to the Warriors because this is what you can do. You control what you can control, right? The Warriors only turned the ball over 7 times.
That's incredible.
Actually, eight total turnovers, but 2 happened late in the fourth quarter in garbage time, right? So they took care of the basketball. You think about all the hustle points off turnovers. They forced 24 turnovers last night and scored 34 points off those turnovers. I mean, it was unbelievable.
You know, last night, there was a guy that, sticking with my water theme, should not go chasing waterfalls, and his name is Jonathan Kuminga. Jonathan, I love you, pal. No, I do. I love you, pal. And I think that this obsession about starting.
Oh.
No. We need to have this serious conversation.
Oh, no. Oh, we do now.
Yeah, we do.
Oh.
This obsession about starting. If they're going to go with Draymond's wishes, which it like you have to acknowledge where you are in the pecking order of the organization. Like, I love Jonathan Kuminga, but this team is going to listen to what Draymond Green wants. Are they not? Draymond Green wants a 5 alongside of him to start the game.
You don't want to play. Like, who wants Draymond playing the 5 all season long? They're going to wear him out.
Well,
and he's a small five now.
Look, there's a whole nother conversation about, is TJD good enough to be that player all year long for X amount of, like, that's a whole nother thing. But he wants a five alongside of him, right? And if that's the case, there are certain combinations, especially with Steph Curry out, where it's just, it's not conducive for Kuminga. And if you're looking at it, he comes in like about 7 minutes to go and then plays 15 straight minutes. 15 straight minutes. So I know you want to be part of the starting lineup, but the Warriors posted on their Instagram and on their Twitter, first five. And I thought it was one of the most genius things they can do. After seeing Shams Charania put benched in like, and I don't know if he creates the graphics. I don't know how much, you know, checks and balances he has on it. But anyone that saw the graphic, benched Jonathan Kuminga, it's like, wait a minute, like, he's not going to the bench never to return. He's not like a backup quarterback. He's not getting Anthony Richardson, okay? Like what's happened in Indianapolis. He's going to play. Question is, you know, what combinations? He plays 15 straight minutes in the first half. That might have been more than had he like started in a traditional lineup. And then he ends up with a season-high 28 minutes and a season-high 17 points. And what I thought, the most room in the lane for him to actually operate. So don't go chasing, I have to be a starter, I have to play the three. No, like, for his own good, you get any shot you want with that second unit. Any shot you want. Yeah, you should feel validated.
Feel validated by what?
Yeah, Bonte did have a point.
No, but I know
why it matters to him. But I'm happy the Warriors put it out first five because it's really
do
about
you have the Kuminga sound from after
layers
the game?
Of combinations of fives.
I want to play the Kuminga sound because I've been trying it. It's not about validation, Shasky. I don't care about being right about this or being wrong. It's not the point of the exercise. It's what I try to educate people when it comes to the NBA, especially with this team and this organization. When you have so many guys that could play, you can go through so many different combinations. Same cases last year when you had Chris Paul, Klay Thompson, and Dario Saric. You have so many different combinations you could go to that on any given day, hell, Steve Kerr's done this in the playoffs. He hasn't had one starting five throughout the entire playoffs, right? Think back to the first championship season. The first championship season in 2014-15. What flipped the series in game four? Okay, they're going to go to the bench, and Iguodala is going to start. Kerr's going to play who gives them the best chance to win on any given night. And that goes for anybody not named Steph Curry. And so we saw it in the Sacramento series a couple years ago in the first round. Draymond Green gets suspended. He comes back game four. Guess what? We're going to go to the one big lineup. Looney, you're going to start. We're going to go Jordan Poole, Klay Thompson, Stephen Curry, alongside Andrew Wiggins. Draymond, you're going to be our sixth man. So we fixate so much on who's starting, and I feel like I'd be preaching to the choir when it's like, hey, who's in the final five of the first half? Who's in the final five of the fourth quarter? Who's playing well? Like, TJD started yesterday, and he had mostly a forgettable game. It happens.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It happens. We got to stop fixating on, like, when I saw the alert, too, I was like, wow, bitch. And it made it seem like he wasn't even going to play.
That's what I'm saying.
And then next thing you know, he plays a season high in minutes. So my whole point is all I've tried to preach throughout the last 2 years when it comes to starters or bench. If you play well, you will get your minutes. If you play well, whether you start or not, you will see 25 to 30 minutes. And what happens yesterday? Kuminga gets rewarded with 28 minutes and 12 seconds.
But I don't think, okay.
Some guys care about it, but at the same time, you know, you talk to these guys, you have the meeting with them, you have transparency, you have communication. And what did Kerr say after the game? Here's what he said after the game about Kuminga.
Well, without Steph and Wiggs, I didn't want to start Trace, Draymond, and JK. I wanted a little more spacing, and I knew it would be a JK game. I knew he would play a lot because he's played well against this team. The matchups are good for him. And as I told him before the game, you're going to play a lot. This is just about combinations and, you know, getting a little more spacing on the floor to start. So all it is just shuffling the lineup to try to get the right five-man grouping on there. But without Steph and Wiggs, to me, it didn't make sense to start the three bigs without those guards.
So it makes sense. So that happens, and everybody freaks out, and everybody's dumping on Kuminga, oh, man, this and that. Next thing you know, after a rough start to the game, turns out to have a positive game. Like, so.
But when you, when, okay, like, I get the, like, the fans are a separate thing. Buy-in from that player, is it vital? Like, for him, like, I get everything you're saying. And, like, the fans are going to lose their minds no matter what, right? But buy-in from the players, part of what made Bogut such a, you know.
He bought in.
Well, no, but he bought into his role and he realized he wasn't going to close every night, right? And like there was going to be occasions where he would and there'd be a lot of times where he wouldn't. Part of what made Iguodala such a great player for the Warriors, he bought in that he could do whatever role Kerr asked him to do. He bought in. And so I now think that like the ball is in Jonathan Kuminga's court. Can you buy in on the role adjusting depending on what the lineups are and who's got it going and who doesn't? I think this is a big opportunity for him. Not only, and he referenced his own professionalism, but show your maturity, show your basketball IQ, show all those things that we know you have in you and buy in.
Here's what Kuminga said after the game with Zena Kata on NBC Sports Bay Area.
I mean, it's just a game of basketball. At the end of the day, we all just gotta stay professional. I mean, that's what we do. Just gotta come out here every day and just play. Because that's what we choose to do every day. No matter what circumstance, no matter what's happening, you gotta come here and just be a professional and play a game of basketball, play the game that you love, and go home. So it's that simple.
It's that simple. And I like the maturity. I like the growth from the young man. Just play basketball. And, you know, there's a lot on the line for Jonathan Kuminga is what people are not realizing there. There's a lot of built-in pressure. I've got to play well. I've got dollars and cents on the line. You know, my value's going up and down. You're playing. We saw what happened last year with guys and the last 2 years, guys who are playing with contracts hovering over their heads. We see it in football. We see it in baseball when guys are in the contract year. So, you know what? Kuminga showed a lot of professionalism yesterday. It was off to a rocky start, but he came in there and played well. Another guy who played well. Brandon Podziemski. I thought his aggressiveness in that first half helped lead the Warriors back to that game alongside Lindy Waters III. And Brandon Podziemski, he's got a lot of heat on him. You know, the kind of build off of what he did last year when he made all-rookie first team. And I thought he had a solid game, played a point guard role. Look, this was a very good win for the Golden State Warriors last night. A very good win. I don't know how good the Pelicans are right now. They've got injuries as well.
I'll take it, yeah.
But you know what? The rally from 20 down. And look, the shot selection early on was bad. I get it. It was rough. But then you look up at the end of the day, and look at these first half numbers. Kind of reminds you of the Portland game last Wednesday. First quarter, the Warriors were 5 of 23 from the floor.
Wow.
2 of 13 from the three-point line. Scored 14 points and committed 4 turnovers. And then something clicked. And then Lindy Waters III came in. And then Pod started rolling. And then, as you know, in the second half, Buddy said, I'm a coming. Hey, how about that? Buddy started the game. Buddy Hield, that is. Started the second half. He came off the bench.
I know.
He came off the bench. This is what's, like, haven't we figured out? And that's another thing, too. Because I'm sorry to be long way to hear, Sasky, but I don't want to lose this thought. We do this with Shanahan, and we do it with Steve Kerr. What can Steve Kerr get some effing credit around here? What can Steve Kerr, the head coach of the Golden State Warriors, get some credit around here? He's pushing all the right buttons right now with a bunch of guys where he's trying to figure out, okay, who can I play here? Who can I play there? All right, he's been doing this for years, where if a guy's not rolling early on, hey, I'm going to bring you off the bench to start the second half. We're going with a new starting five to start the third quarter. He is not afraid to do that. And so I thought Steve Kerr was excellent. That offensive system yesterday looked pretty damn good, didn't it?
No, it did. It did. So getting back to that first quarter lineup, the first five, if you will, right? It's tough when Pods isn't hitting from deep because you don't have a lot of spacing. And when you have, like, this is going to be something they're going to have to balance out all year. It's why I don't love the Kuminga starting lineup alongside Wiggins, Steph Curry, Draymond, and TJD. I don't love it because TJD's not a shooter. Draymond's not a shooter. And Kuminga's not a great shooter right now. He's just not. He's not. So now you basically have Andrew Wiggins and Steph Curry alone. And yesterday you saw it when you have Pods, TJD, and Draymond, the other two guys, it's important that they can stretch the floor. And Moody right now is kind of hit and miss, right? Like, teams don't honor him like that. He will hit it. Don't get me wrong.
I thought Moody was solid yesterday.
I like Moody.
I think Moody was solid.
You see what I'm saying regarding the clunkiness? And so I do think it's really important that they have the appropriate lineups alongside TJD and Draymond and Steph Curry, and I believe Wiggins. So I think that other guy,
right?
I mean, I think Lindy Waters, Melton, these guys are throwing their name in the hat here. I mean, Melton's got to get healthy, clearly. I think Kuminga's best role is off the bench as a four, but again, it comes back to he's got to buy in. And the reason why I bring up he's got to buy in, when I saw the Shams report, my interpretation was like, oh boy.
Everybody's was.
It was that I think that I interpret that Shams got it from Kuminga. The point of view of Kuminga's camp, crew, him, I don't know. And it's put in huge, bold letters. I was like, that felt very intentional.
But you know what? They were able to wash that away. And I think Kuminga is bought in. I think he's always been bought in. He just wants an opportunity to thrive. And you know what? He got that opportunity yesterday, and he played 28 minutes and 12 seconds. So again, I think we got to stop fixating on who's starting at the five, who's starting to start the game, and who's playing well.